How does one become designated as a national landmark? Do you petition for it, or do they call you up and say, hey, you've been around a while, we're going to honor that?
It's a rather extensive application process, actually. The National Park Service did express interest to us. They don't always do that, but because we have such a unique architectural significance, they did approach us a number of years ago, and it's been the dream to become a National Historic Landmark for many leaders that have been involved in this organization. So a lot of work came through, and it was officially 2 years ago that we started the nomination process. And essentially, you hire a scholar. In our case, we hired through the City of Maitland, Christine Madrid French, who's an architectural historian. She specializes in mid-century modern architecture, actually. And she wrote the nomination, which is essentially like a dissertation. So it took her about a year to go through the research process and the writing and then present it and then defend it. Took another year, and then eventually to get it signed by the Secretary of the Interior. It goes through about three different approval processes.
Talk to me about the architecture. Why is it significant, and what will I see when I enter the grounds?
You will see architecture unlike anything else you've ever seen, literally. Quite often people say that they have a unique site, but this is something that you won't see anything else like it in the world. What's so unique about it is that it is a Mayan revival type of architecture, which was popular for a short period of time during the Art Deco period. And it was often an applied architecture. So there would be a building, for instance, a skyscraper, often a theater out west, where they would take Mayan and Aztec style decorative motifs and apply it to the building. And what makes this really different is that our founder, who is both an artist and an architect, Andre Smith, built not only the buildings in a Mayan and Aztec style, but covered them with hundreds of sculptural reliefs as well as murals, all of which he did in situ. So he actually created this over a period of about two decades. So there's no other site that's Mayan revival that's like that, where an artist and an architect literally worked on it throughout two decades of his life. It's really an incredible masterpiece.
What does the historical designation mean for the Art Center?
One thing that it means that's incredibly important to us is a greater awareness of the site. We're often referred to as Central Florida's hidden treasure, which is wonderful. We love the treasure part, not so much the hidden part. Not so many people know about us. When they do come, the reaction is very much, wow, I had no idea. This place is magical. It's really a special place to visit. So that greater awareness is a big part of it for us. Also, much more competitive. It'll make us much more competitive with grant funds. And the third is really about our stewardship of the property, and that is that as a National Historic Landmark, we have the opportunity now to work directly with the National Park Service on stewardship and conservation of the property. As you can imagine, there are about 89,000 sites on the National Register, and that's an important designation, but the National Park Service can't necessarily work one-on-one with 89,000 sites. However, there's only 2,500 national landmarks, so that gives them an opportunity to work with these exceptional sites to better steward and conserve the properties.